And now let's move on to looking through the window of baseball. Go ahead, Ralph.
Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach, and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, Bruce, good morning. Thanks for your indulgence today. It's a crazy morning out here at the ballpark, but it's going to be crazier in baseball today. How do you like what's cooking with these games today?
This is a great day for the DVR, Marty. I'm taping all the relevant games in the National League. You know, that's in football, too. But, I mean, I love it that they all start at the same time. I mean, it makes it awkward for, you know, you'd rather have them staggered if you're going to be around the TV all day. But it did it for a reason. All the games start at the same time on Sunday to prevent, you know, shenanigans and all that stuff. But it's going to be great.
Yeah, and the Dodgers switched from Buehler to Rich Hill.
Oh, really?
Of course, the Nationals. I'm disappointed that Scherzer's not pitching today. I really am.
Oh, me too.
I mean, he's got his rest. Why not?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yet another horrible move by the Nationals. He's my favorite pitcher in the game. You guys like Bumgarner and Kershaw yesterday getting the big hit. Scherzer is a complete ball player, and he takes pride in that, and he's as fun to watch as anybody. And, you know, let's get him right here on this final Sunday. I'm sure the Dodgers aren't real thrilled with this. They'd love to see Scherzer, you know, shut down the Rockies and help the cause, but it's too bad. I mean, what are you saving him for?
We were just kind of talking about that, like the saving of pitchers and when you're going to fire a bullet, because we could end up with a situation tomorrow where you get four teams tied for four spots, and you'll basically get two play-in games for the wild card. How do you manage that game 163 knowing that you've still got to play a one-game playoff if you lose?
Yeah, exactly. And the way I understand it, you can still have the full 40-man roster in that game 163, right?
Yeah, it would just be an extra game to the regular season.
It's the regular season, so you can talk about throwing the kitchen sink. I mean, you got the veranda and the gazebo, too, with that one. But yeah, that is, I mean, you manage it like it's game 7 of the World Series, you know, if it's do or die. If it's division versus wild card, that's a huge thing, too. I mean, you'd much rather avoid that game and get into the best of five, you know, in a few days. So I guess the Dodgers are thinking maybe Buehler tomorrow. I mean, I don't know exactly what's going into their thinking there, but, you know, you're looking ahead at the division series, but you can't really do that until you get there. So there's so many complications to it.
Well, you're in, so let's see.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, you want to make sure. Well, you are in, so you use Buehler tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, if you win tomorrow, then you got the wild card game on Tuesday. But now you got to go to Stripling or Wood.
Yeah.
So. Is it that? I don't know. I think it's more important to get to the division series, really, because the one you could get knocked out of the one game.
Yeah. I mean, you get you're subject to criticism, really, no matter which way you go, depending on how it goes. So, and, you know, so many options look viable. I can see where there'd be a lot of doubt. You know, you like to be a team like Houston with everything set up, and, you know, let's get that division series going.
Well, how do you like Christian Yelich, Bruce?
And,
you know, for me, it goes back, and the one that I'll never forget is Yastrzemski.
Yeah,
in 67. Yeah.
Just taking over. I mean, for Yaz, I mean, Yaz was even more impressive. It was a longer run where it seemed like every day he was carrying the Red Sox through one of the most frantic pennant races we've ever seen. But I saw a stat, I think Jason Stark had this, 48% of Yelich's balls, fly balls, have gone out.
Wow.
What?
If you think about that, if he hits a fly ball to the outfield, half the time it's leaving. That's really wild.
He's had one of the greatest second halves. I mean, I think it's since like Barry Bonds that we can remember as far as an MVP-type season for a guy who was traded in the offseason and not really thought of as an MVP candidate until the Brewers vaulted themselves back into like the division race. He's having one of the best second halves I can remember.
Yeah, I had Baez winning at it. He's so much fun to watch. He does everything. His defense is fantastic. His energy, everything about him is tremendous. But Yelich has just taken the award. Well, and I've really enjoyed watching this guy hit for two or three years now in Miami. Beautiful but left-handed swing. A lot of humility. He's the whole package. And I think we were talking about yesterday how his brother, you know, from the Marines came out and watched him play, and of course Yelich goes deep. and it's really the whole Milwaukee story is great. They're so watchable with him and Kane and Josh Hader and the whole thing they've got going on there. But I think Yelich has taken that MVP award.
Well, the question is, will he be unanimous? And then the other question is, he could get the triple crown in the National League, and he'd be the first one since Joe Ducky Medwick.
In 1937, Cardinals. Not too far removed from the Gas House Gang. That's how long ago that was.
Come on. He's tied for the home run lead.
Yeah.
He's down two in the RBIs, and he leads the league in batting average. This came out of nowhere for me. I did not realize.
Right. All of a sudden you're hearing about Joe Medwick.
I love it.
That would be, it's happened several times in the American League, but boy, I mean, I hope he gets it. That's always a pretty astounding achievement.
I thought this year was the year we'd get rid of Earl Webb.
Yeah, the doubles guy,
right.
67
doubles. 67 doubles. I thought we'd have a shot at it this year, but not meant to be.
Boy, that's pretty tough. And what's the triples, 36 by Owen Wilson, something like that?
Was it Willie Wilson?
Way back.
Sam Crawford?
Not Sam Wahoo Crawford, Bruce? Not.
Might be Wahoo Crawford, played with Ty Cobb. But there's a few stats like that are never that are really going to be tough. Of course, Cy Young's 511 wins. Might be a little tough, especially if people don't care about wins now.
Plus, he won the Cy Young Award.
Yes.
I mean, he won it. I swear, it's so funny about baseball. I love this. And it's our last show with Bruce. And Bruce, I want to thank you for the whole year.
Bruce. It's been a lot of fun.
I look forward to this.
Absolutely.
So much, you know that. But every time I see a picture of Cy Young, I swear, I say, there's the Cy Young Award winner. I do.
And how many guys do you know named Denton True, first two names?
And every picture you see of him, it looks like he should have a plow in front of him.
Well, right? He might have had one.
From Ohio. Cy Young from Ohio.
He more than likely did have a plow.
Yeah.
I love it. Isn't that baseball great, Bruce? Isn't it great?
Well, you and I are both students of history, and I really, really recommend it for young people who start to get fascinated by the game. The more you read about it, where it's been, the stats, the characters, all the great stuff that's happened in the game, it really is a treasure to get involved in that. And you're always learning about stuff. You're never going to know all of it. And it's great to have sort of a historical basis to everything you're looking at.
Boy, interesting week here, and I know baseball's a little nervous. Theoretically, by Thursday or Friday, you could get rid of the Dodgers or the Cubs and the Yankees. How about that?
Yeah, it's so funny. I was reading a column from Dan Shaughnessy in the Globe about how he's pulling for the Yankees to beat the A's because, the Yankees-Red Sox thing is so great. He's going to wear Yankee footy pajamas at home. He's going to bring out, Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio lore. But all of a sudden, there could be no Yankees. Yeah, the networks, are pulling for all those teams you mentioned. But for me, any of the matchups, any of the possibilities, they all sound pretty good. If you've watched these teams all year, there's a reason that they're there, and it's going to be fun no matter what.
Are you going to do a preview column at all of the playoffs? Are you going to do anything like that? Anything planned?
I'm going to write about the Yankees for the Wednesday paper, and I'm going to write if the A's get through that, I'll have something on the Red Sox for previewing that series. So I'm writing about basically the opposition to the A's right now.
All right. I don't know what's going to happen, but I will tell you, I think this is going to be one of the most exciting playoffs we have ever seen because of the home runs, which are just flying out of the ballparks, and the relief pitching, which is going to be all over baseball. And then one or two starters, the old-time starters, are going to come up and make a difference. I just feel it's out there somewhere.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm really pulling for an emergency doubleheader tomorrow.
You know, wouldn't it be great?
Come on. Yeah.
I know that the TV will stagger it, so it's one after another. I really doubt they'd play simultaneously. I hope not. But
oh, they have to stagger it.
Yeah, and of course you can't have it too early in the day because teams are traveling, but that would be wonderful.
Well, let's see. That's right.
It'd be two different time zones, because it would be Brewers at Cubs, is that right?
Yeah, and then again, the Dodgers would play in L.A.
against the Rockies.
Yeah, that could work, yeah.
Both teams are home already, too, so it wouldn't be a lot of travel for the Dodgers and the Rockies.
No, exactly.
But then the winner would have to go to either Milwaukee or Chicago.
Chicago or Milwaukee the
so
next
So you'd have to play. Yeah, you're right, Bruce. If they played late, you'd have to get on a plane and get to the next city for a game the next day.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't be worried, though. Whoever wins that'll be a hell of a flight.
Yep.
I think they're going to wear their uniforms on the plane.
Yeah. Take a tip from Mike Rizzo there.
Yeah, do the Anthony Rizzo thing.
Anthony Rizzo, sorry,
yeah,
we'll not Mike.
That. Boy, interesting. All right, this is good. Maybe some of your final thoughts on the Giants as we get ready for a winter of who knows what. Anything unusual on your mind about the Giants?
I don't know. We've talked so often about how they've got a long road ahead of them to get back to where they want to be, and I don't think there are any easy answers. They've got to figure out what they're going to do with Bumgarner, but that's obvious. It's just a matter of sorting everything out. They really haven't been that satisfied with the young players, the young outfielders outside of Duggar. You know, they've got to get much better in the outfield, and I think they're probably going to have to trade Brandon Belt just to shake things up a little bit, bring in some new talent. But they basically seem kind of stuck. I mean, they're certainly not going to get a blueprint from me on what they're going to do. But, have you got something in mind there, Marty?
Well, I just think I'd like to see the person they do hire, someone who has put a team together and is a good evaluator. That's what I'd like to see. I think that's what I just want to see who they pick as the head of the operation.
Yeah, I've seen some rundowns of possible candidates, you know, people who are working in other organizations. And for the most part, you know, they've been assistants and they haven't been the person who does that. I saw one. I mentioned Mike Rizzo earlier,
right?
By mistake, but now, you know, he. I saw his name mentioned. The Nationals have done some pretty screwy things. He's a good baseball man, but he wouldn't be the first name that comes to mind. But a lot of the candidates are people that are not really front burner kinds of names.
Yeah.
So you don't really know. You really have no idea about so many things. I'm just going to let it happen and see how it goes.
Yeah, me too. I'm kind of rooting for Chaim Bloom, because I just want to ask him if he's related to Barry.
Well, if you can't get Van Lingle Mungo, you got to go with a Bloom.
Right. The Alistock and Bloom. That's where we'll go next. All right. Hey, Bruce, I love it. It's the biggest thing we do all year long is having you on each weekend. So I thank you so much for doing it.
It's just such a pleasure. I really look forward to it every weekend, and I'm going to miss it. Next Saturday, what the hell? What am I going to do here?
I know. Maybe we'll figure out a way to get you on the podcast if we can do it. I don't know. But I love talking ball with you, and we'll talk over the next month or so catch up between you and I anyway. But I want to thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a real treat, Marty. Believe me, it's my pleasure.
All right. All right. Thanks, Bruce. Have a good day.
Okay, you guys. Take care.
All right. That is Bruce Jenkins. Wow. Cool, huh?
Wrapping it up, man. Putting a bow on it.